Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the grace that we know in Jesus Christ. He is the solid rock, the foundation of our faith. And so we just lift him up this morning, and we just say thank you for that wonderful grace that we have in Jesus. Be with us. Open our hearts and minds as we hear the word of God, and may it open us and transform us and prepare us to go out into the world to represent Christ, to be his kingdom on earth. It is in Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated for just a minute. Good morning. Good morning. It is a good morning if you can get up out of bed and put your feet on the floor and go forward. Amen, Ricky Stokes. Amen. We are in the third sermon of a series on stewardship this morning, and this is the last sermon on stewardship. I thought surely we'd get an amen. I've told you all before, you can tell a lot about where you are spiritually by taking a look at your calendar and your checkbook, or your Google Calendar and mobile banking app, however that applies to you. But we talked about tithing the treasures that God's given you. We talked about money. This morning I want to talk about your talent. You know, God expects us to tithe our time, our treasure, and our talent. Okay? So we're going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Just going to read those two verses. And then for the rest of the morning, we're going to be in Matthew 25, for the parable of the talents. So when you find 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, would you honor God's word? I know we've been up and down, but hey, if we're ever going to stand, if we can stand, let's stand for the word. If you didn't bring a Bible, you can cheat and look on the screens. Okay. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Say that word with me, faithful. Father, I agree with all the prayers that have gone up before you. I pray, God, that you would lay an anointing on your word today. God, that you would set us free from whatever it is that binds us, and that we would all be faithful stewards of your wealth and your riches and your possessions. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Please be seated. For the rest of the morning, we're going to be in Matthew 25. That's the parable of the talents. And before we go there, I think most of us would probably agree that with Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. In other words, God is the owner of the universe. He owns it all. It's all his. Say amen. Amen. And then I think we would agree with Haggai 2:8. God said, all the silver and all the gold is mine, thus saith the Lord God of hosts. And I think we would all agree with Exodus 19:5 that the whole earth is his. Leviticus 25:23 says that the land, God says, the land is mine, you are but strangers and sojourners. And according to what we just read here in Corinthians, We are all stewards. We are managers of God's wealth. We're just taking care of what God's given us. It's not mine, it's His. And we're not just talking about money here. We're talking about your time and your talent, your gifts, your abilities, everything that God's given you. It's all His. And we're to be faithful managers of that which God has entrusted us with. I think the great preacher Oswald Smith said it best. He said, the big issue is not how much of my money am I going to give to God. The bigger issue is how much of God's money am I going to keep. Well, he got quiet. Let me say it again. The issue is not how much of my money am I going to give God. The issue is how much of God's money am I going to keep? And you could plug in there not only your treasure, but you could plug in your time and your talent. Everything you've got has been given to you on loan from God. Now, having said that, we want to be found faithful. Don't you want to be found faithful to what God's entrusted you with? Come on, and I won't make you lie, I promise. Just say amen. All right. So let's look and see what God's word. Now, y'all know what a parable is. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus taught in parables many times so that people could wrap their heads and their hearts around the truth that he wanted to teach with a parable. Earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And so here's the first thing that jumps out at me in this talent of parables. Who is the source, or what is the source of our talent? I'm glad you asked. Look at verse 14 in Matthew 25. You with me? If you don't have a Bible, steal one. It's the only time stealing is good. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man, not like. This is not a real story. This is an earthly story that has a heavenly. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. And so this master in this story that Jesus is telling decided to go on a long trip. And so before he leaves, he gives all of his possessions, everything that he has is entrusted to these 3 servants. And to one he gives 5 talents. Now y'all, a talent was worth about 20 years of wages. So this is a considerable sum. And so to one he gave 5 talents. To the second servant he gave how many? 2, and to the third servant he gave how many? 1. Well, that's not fair. I can hear some of y'all thinking that right now. Why didn't everybody get 5 talents? Well, the Bible plainly says he doled out the talents according to their abilities. You see, it's not really important about how much talent you've got. The importance is that you use the talents you've been given. He is the source of all of our abilities, our giftedness, our skill set, our talent. God's given it to us for a reason, that we might use it. God gives some of his servants the talent to sing. Andrew, say amen. I have to wake him up over here. He's been to Ireland and Scotland, and he's still got jet lag, I imagine. And God's given some of us the talent not to sing. Oh, come on, y'all. Good grief. I love music. I love it. But it's not my gift. It's not my greatest ability. It's not. But I love to sing. Sometimes you hear me bust out in a song, and you're like, good gracious. Ooh, I remember Andrew when I was a young boy. I guess I was about John Michael's age. I took 3 years of piano. And at the end of my 3rd year, I had this big recital I was supposed to play for, and I couldn't even play chopsticks. And so I just let that music, but some of you all are gifted in that area. Some of y'all are gifted to sing. Guess what? You ought to be singing up here on this platform for the Lord's glory. Andrew, I think he would want to have a choir. Here's our amen corner right over here. If you can sing, see this brother. And some of you all can play an instrument. Guess what? You ought to be playing for the Lord's glory. Now, some of you all have been given the talent of working with your hands. You can build stuff. You can put things together. You can fix stuff because you're good at working with your hands. That's a gift. My father-in-law's got that gift. When Diane and I were first married 40 years ago, I used to go out to Pembroke Road where my father-in-law was building a log house 40 years ago. And it's still there. He still lives in it. And I would go out there on Saturdays to help him. Now, I'm not great with my hands, but I can do a few things with my hands. But CW is unbelievable. He these poplar logs, he notched them with a chainsaw by his eye, with his eyesight. And they're perfect. He was the mechanic for the city. And he was such a good mechanic, everybody downtown that worked for the city and the county went to Pawpaw to fix their car. Am I right, Ricky? Am I right, Peggy? Am I right, Kathy? Yeah, he's good with his hands. Now, I'm not especially gifted in that area. I mean, if I was in Noah's shoes, everybody would have gone under. Some of y'all will get that when you leave. Some of y'all are good. You've got business acumen. You're gifted in that area. You're gifted with finances and budget planning, and you're gifted with organizational skills and leadership. Mike Rainey's a poster child for that. Some of you are gifted to teach. And you know what you ought to be doing? You ought to be teaching. Well, I don't have any talent. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Every single one of them. Can you smile? Can you do this? Then we can use you out here on the parking lot. We can use you on the door. Wasn't it beautiful to see two gorgeous ladies when you came into the church this morning, smiling, putting something in your hand? Yeah. So there's something that you can do that God's given you. He's the source of all talent, giftedness, and abilities. Everybody with me so far? And the reason he gave you the talent that you've got is because he wants you to use that for his honor and praise and glory. Secondly, what is stewardship of our talent? What is all of that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Look at verse 16. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. You understand what's going on there? He took the five that the owner had given him and he turned it into 10. And likewise, he who had received two gained two more also. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. Stewardship, first of all, is a tool. It's a tool to be used for God's glory. You see, God's not overly concerned about the talent that you've got. You know why? Because he's the one who gave it to you. What he is interested in is that you would use the abilities and the giftedness that he gave you. That's what he's interested in. And so to one he gave the five, and the five turned into 10. To the second he gave two, and the two turned into 4. And then you got this other character that went and buried his in the ground. Did you hear about the friend who asked his buddy, said, "Man, what happened to your brother? We started praying many months ago that he would get that federal job that he'd applied for." And his buddy said, "Well, he's not doing anything." He said, "He's not doing anything. What are you talking about?" He said, "Oh, he got the job." It's making its way around. God didn't save you to sit in some chair. I love you enough to tell you the truth. God saved you to serve. These senior adults, oftentimes I think they get to feeling like, you know, they don't have a lot to offer. Let me tell y'all something. The greatest thing you can do is pray. And you keep praying. You watch little Nancy. She's bringing somebody from those condos she lives in every Sunday. Everybody's been given some kind of talent. And it is a tool to be used for God's glory. Let's give him praise for that. But here's something else I want you to see. Stewardship is not only a tool to be used, it is a test. It is a test. Watch this. Look at verse 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Say, uh-oh. So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I've gained five more talents besides them. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. You see, stewardship is a test. Watch this. Verse 22, he also who had received two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me two talents. Look, I've gained two more talents besides them. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, now listen to this. Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid. And so I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what's yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. Did you hear what Jesus said? You wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. You see, stewardship is a test. What are you going to do with what God's given you? The servant who got to five did something with his five and doubled it and gave 10 to the Lord when he came home, to the master, to the owner. And by the way, you do know that the master is coming home. Hello? And then the one who had two doubled his. and the response was the same for both of them. Well done, good and faithful servant. I've given you a little and you've been faithful in a little, so now you're going to receive even more. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Do you understand what's going on there? Just be faithful over a little, and God will give you more, and you can be faithful over even more. You understand what I'm talking about there? And so it doesn't really matter what God's given you, what he's entrusted you with. What matters is that what you do with what he gave you. And he's not real concerned about what you're going to do tomorrow. He's concerned about right now. What are you doing with all that talent today? What are you doing with it? Don't hide it under a bushel. Don't go bury it in the ground. And I want to tell you, just like this owner in this parable, our master, the Lord Jesus, is coming back. And he's going to settle accounts just like this owner did. Now, I'm going to give y'all some truth. There's another judgment coming for the children of God. You're not going to be judged for your sins. That was taken care of at the cross. But every single one of us are going to be judged for our works, whether or not they brought glory and honor to God or glory and honor to ourselves. And we'll be rewarded or we'll be criticized. Let that sink in. It's called the Bema Seat, the judgment seat of Christ. And if you've been faithful over a little, man, God's going to give you more so that you can be faithful over that. I don't know what your skill set is today. I don't know what abilities y'all have. I don't know what all the talents are in this room. But there's a plethora of that. That's a word for just me, a whole bunch. Okay? Stewardship is a test. And then stewardship is a testimony. Look again there at verse 23. He said, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Stewardship is a testimony. One of these days, we're all going to stand before Jesus. And I'll say, your sin, if you're a born-again believer, your sin debt has been paid in full. You're never going to be judged for your sin. But you're either going to be rewarded for your works or you're going to suffer loss at the judgment seat of Christ. What are you doing with what he's given you? What do you want to hear when you meet the Lord? I gave you a voice to sing. Did you use that voice for my glory down at the church? I gave you the gift to play the piano. How much did you play for my honor and praise? Maybe at the church? By the way, the local church is the big deal. We're going to live for eternity. There's no other organization like the church. Say amen, y'all. Come on. There's nothing like the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I gave you all that business knowledge. By the way, the Bible says that God is the one who gave us the power to get wealth. Cal, I gave you the gift of preaching. I gave you the gift of loving lost people. What did you do with what I gave you? And I'm hoping and praying and believing that when Jesus asked me that question, there'll be dozens of folks flock to the throne because I was faithful. I want to hear, well done. I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Isn't that what you want to hear? Well, what you're doing right now determines what you're going to hear later. You know, when God's moving in here, it's when it's real quiet. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Father, right now, would you speak to every one of us in here? God, we so desire to hear those words. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Father, there's no one like your Son. How in the world can we not serve you with all of our heart? Thank you for the talent that you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here's the last movement in this parable. And it talks about the standard of our talent. Look at verse 28. So take the talent from the one servant and give it to him who has 10 talents. Now, why would he do that? Because the one has wasted his and not done anything with it. By the way, did you know you can lose your talent if you don't use it? I could tell you story after story after story of folks who have been given a tremendous ability, talent, skills to be used of God's glory, and now they don't have that talent. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10. For to everyone, now watch this, listen to this. This is good news for us, family. For to everyone who has, more will be given. And he will have abundance. In other words, the more you use that talent, the more you give, the more you're going to receive. Because if you've been faithful over a little, he's going to give you more to be faithful over a lot. I double dog dare you, try to go out here and find a deal like that out in our world. You've been faithful over a little. Here's some more. Be faithful over that. What a great word from the Word of God. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, as a just standing here as your pastor, if I'm not your pastor, just listen to the preacher. I love you all enough to give you the truth. You're either going to hear well done, or you're going to hear depart from me. And the New Testament writers just live in this tension of works. What are you doing with all that talent? What are you doing with all that treasure? What are you doing with all that time that he's given us? What are you doing? I can't think of anything worse, really. To make it, the scripture says over in Corinthians, it talks about there's going to be a few folks that make it to heaven by the skin of their teeth. Y'all know what that means? They just barely make it in. Deathbed confession. I don't know how in the world. How's Lot going to get there? By God's grace. There'll be folks that wind up in heaven, and all they will have to offer the Lord is a worthless, burned up life. My goodness. Can you think of anything worse? So I want to give him everything that he's entrusted me with, and I want to double it and triple it. I want to do the best I can with it. And I even have a devotional on Sunday morning. I got some text at 4:30 from some pastors this morning, and I'm like, you idiot, what are you doing up this early? But anyways, God gave me this verse in my devotional this morning. I want you to listen to it. It's from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 says, there is one who scatters, and he's talking about sowing seed there. There's one who gives, one who sows generously, yet increases more. In other words, the more you give, the more you receive. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. And so it's like, you know, I prepared this, and God gave me that verse. The more we give, the more he blesses. The more faithful we are with the things that he's given us, the more he gives us. And brothers and sisters, that is not the way of the world. It is totally opposite to what the world says. The world says, get all you can get and keep it. But Jesus said, give and it'll be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall be placed in your bosom. You know, this type of scenario doesn't quite add up mathematically, does it? The more I give away, the more I'm going to have? How does that work? I mean, what is 5 plus 2? Oh, goodness gracious, help us to get this right, Father. What is 5 plus 2? In God's economy, 5 plus 2 equals 5,000. You remember 5 loaves and 2 fishes? And that little boy gave his all. And what did God do with it? He blessed it and fed 5,000 men plus their wives and their children and still had 12 baskets left over. Don't you know that the Lord's got a word of commendation for that little boy who gave that lunch? That's what I want to hear, brothers and sisters. Well done. Good and faithful servant. So what are you going to do with all that talent? What are you going to do with it? Let's pray. Father, I'll just be real honest with you. These stewardship sermons have really convicted me about how I'm using my time, how I'm using the talents and the treasure that you've entrusted me with. And I just pray for my brothers and sisters right now that we be obedient in this area of our life, that the spiritual condition of this church would begin to flourish in such a way that the more we give, the more we receive, so we can give even more away. And I pray that everyone in this, within the sound of my voice, would have a place of service in and through the local church to use that gift, that talent that you've given to everybody as soon as they get saved. Help us, Lord. I do want to say this morning. There's no way you can receive. There's no way you can benefit from what we're talking about if you're lost. If you don't know the Lord, if the Lord doesn't know you, you need to surrender wholeheartedly today. Ask God to forgive you of your sin. Just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. And I want to thank you that Jesus took care of my sin problem at the cross. And Father, I believe he's alive today. He's not dead. And right now, as best I understand it, I ask Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I call on you to save me, you and you alone. If you'll pray a prayer like that in your seat, right now, today, God will save you, and he'll give you a talent, an ability, a gift to use so that one day you too can hear these words, well done. And I think the rest of us are here this morning, and God's calling for an extra measure of obedience from everyone in here, that we could use what God's entrusted us with. Father, during this time of response, this time of invitation, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, and more than anything else, God, that we might be obedient to what you're telling us and calling us to do. Thank you for your word that rings loudly in our heart and mind today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to ask all of you to stand right now. If you prayed to receive Christ, we're going to ask you to slip out in the aisle. We'll have somebody to meet with you and counsel you and get some stuff in your hands. And by far, there's an obedience issue that we've talked about today. I would pour your heart out to the Lord here at this altar this morning. There'll be people here to pray with you. This is decision time. This is not a time to grieve God's Spirit and to quench the Spirit of God. This is a time to say yes, Lord, and do what he's calling you to do. Father, bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.